Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Vayeshev. That's Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. So we had just learned that Yosef was on his way to his brothers, and they wanted to kill him. Reuven stuck up for him and said, "Let's throw him into the pit." So let's see what happened. The pasuk says, "Vayikasher ba Yosef al Echav." It was when Yosef came to his brothers, "Vayefshitu es Yosef es kuntantoy," and they stripped Yosef. They took his kutainas, his tunic off, as kusanis apasim shar all of this kusanis apasim that was on him. "Vayikachu," and they took him. "Vayishlichu es habayir," they threw him into the pit. "Vabar reik ein by mayim," the bar, this pit was empty. It had no water in it. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Kutante Zecholik. This is his shirt. As Kusayin Sapasim, Husha Haysev Le'aviv Yosal Echav. This is that beautiful garment that his father added on more than his brothers. Pasuk Chav Dalin Rashi, Vabarik Ein B'Mayim. Mimash Shenemar Vabarik. From the fact that the pasuk says that the bar was empty, and Ein Deyash Ein B'Mayim. Don't I know that there was no water in it? Matam Lemer Ein B'Mayim. Why does it have to say there was no water in it? Mayim Ein B'Mayim. There was no water in it. Alvan Chashem Akrav Yesh B'Mayim. There were snakes and scorpions inside. Back Chomish Pasuk Chav Hey Vayeshu Lecho Lechem. They sat down to eat bread. Vayisu Einem Vayiru, and they raised their eyes and they saw Vihine Archas Yishmeilim. Behold, there was a caravan of Yishmaelim of Ismaelites, Ba'am Megillah, that was coming from Gilad, Ugmaleim Naisim, Nechais, Tzrivalite, and their camels were carrying spices and balsam and light, Hoilchem Lahird Mitzrayim, they were on their way to go down to Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hey, Archas, Ketargume, Shiaras, Al Shem Hoilche, Oirach, because they're going along the way, so their caravan, Ugmaleim Naisim, and their camels were carrying all these wonderful things. Rashi asks, Lo Mem Pirsim Akasav Es Masam, why is it the Pasuk has to tell us what exactly the camels were carrying? Lehdia Matin Schoen Shal Sadikim, this is to teach you the reward of Sadikim. Shein Dakim Shal Arvim, Losses El Neft Ve'itron. Usually Arabs carry things like neft and itron, which is like kerosene and petroleum. Shirechan ra, they have a terrible smell. V'lozen is down in besamim. And this one, for Yosef, there was ones that were carrying besamim. Shlo yuzik me'ach ra, so he shouldn't be harmed from this terrible smell. So by the chomish pasuk havav, vayomer Yehuda l'echav, Yehuda said to his brothers, ma betza kinargas achinu, what are we going to gain by killing our brother? V'chisinu as dame and covering over his blood. L'chuvenim k'renu l'ishme'elim, let's go sell him to the ishme'elim. V'yodenu al tibay, and our hand shouldn't be against him. Ki achinu b'sarenuhu, because he is our brother, our flesh. V'yishmu echav, and his brothers accepted his words. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk havav, ma betza, ma mamin kitargumai. Targum translates it, is what financial gain are we going to get by killing him? And try to cover over his death. So these people who were Midyanim, they were merchants, they passed by, and they pulled Yosef out of the bar, and they sold Yosef to the Ishmaelim for 20 silver pieces, and they brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. So let's see Rashi over here, so it's a little bit confusing, because we were talking about Ishmaelim before, now we mentioned Midyanim, and then it says that they pulled him out of the bar, and they sold him to the Ishmaelim. So what was happening over here? Zuhi Shaira Acheres, this is actually referring to another caravan. The pasuk is teaching us that he was actually sold a number of times. Yaakov's sons, all his brothers, they took him out of the pit. They sold him to the Ishmaelim. The Ishmaelim sold him to the Midyanim. And the Midyanim sold him to Mitzrayim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Tes. Reuven came back to the bar. And behold, Yosef wasn't in the pit. And he tore his clothing. And he turned to his brothers. And he said, the lad isn't there. Ani ana ani ba, and I, where can I go? Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Chav Tes, Vayashav Reuven. Reuven came back. He wasn't there when they sold him, because it was his day to go and serve his father. So he left, they sold Yosef in the interim, and only then he came back. Another reason why he wasn't there is also he was still involved in his sackcloth and fasting because he had changed his father's bed. Pasuk Laman Rashi, ana ani ba, ana evrach mitzari shel abba, where am I going to run away from the pain of my father? That Chumash Pasuk Laman Aleph, Vayichus Ksainus Yosef, and they took the ksonis of Yosef, vayishchatu seirizim, and they shechted a seirizim, a goat, vayitblas haksonis badam, and they dipped the ksonis in blood. Vayishalchus ksonis hapasim, vayivu alavim, and they sent the ksonis hapasim, they brought it to their father, vayomer, and they said, Zois matsonu, we found this. Haker no, please recognize, haksonis bin chahim loy, is this the ksonis of your son or not? Vayakiron, he recognized it, vayomer, he said, ksonis bini, this is the tunic of my son, chayara, halasu, tarif, tarif, Yosef, a wild animal ate him, Yosef was torn into pieces. Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, seirizim, why is it they shechted a goat? Because its blood is similar to human blood. Hakasoinis zeshma, that's what it's called. When it's connected to another word, kigun kisoinis Yosef, kisoinis pasim, kisoinis bad, so nakud kisoinis. Over here, we just have the word by itself, so we call it a kutoinis, not a kisoinis. Pasuk lam gimel and Rashi, vayomer kisoinis benihizu, this is my son's kisoinis, chai rach lasu, nitsin sabai ruch hakaidish. He had a little bit of spark of ruch hakaidish when he said this. Soifeshet is garbai eshes Potiphar, the wife of Potiphar is going to provoke him, and that's like a wild animal. Now Rashi asks, why didn't Hashem tell Yaakov Inu, by the way, Yaakov, he's not killed, he was sold somewhere. Because the brothers, they made a chayrim and they cursed anyone that's going to be Megala and say that Yosef was sold, and they included HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that, so Hashem, so to speak, wasn't able to tell Yaakov. Yitzchok knew he was alive. Amar, but Yitzchok said to himself, hey Chagala, how could I reveal this to Yaakov? HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes to the like, if Hashem doesn't want to tell him, so I can't tell him either. Yaakov tore his clothing. Vayasim Sakam Masnav, and he put sackcloth on his loins. Vayas Abal Bena Yamim Rabim, and he mourned for his son many days. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Dalad Yamim Rabim Chaf Beis Shana. 22 years he mourned for him. Misha Parsha Menu Ad Sheyar Yaakov Mitzrayim. This is from the time that Yosef left until Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim. Shenemar says Yosef Ben Shvaser Shana. Yosef was 17 when this happened. Uben Shleishim Shana Hayab On Lifnei Parai. He was 30 years old when he stood in front of Parai. Veshava Shnei Hasava. And then there were 7 years of plenty. Ushna Saim Harav Kshaba Yaakov Mitzrayim. And then 2 years of famine. And then Yaakov had come down to Mitzrayim. Hari Chaf Beis Shana. That's 22 years. Kineged Chaf Beis Shana Shleik Came Yaakov Kibudava Aim. This is corresponding to the 22 years that Yaakov wasn't Makayim Kibudava Aim. Chaf Shana Shaya Beis Lavan. The 20 years that he was in Beis Lavan. Ubeis Shana Bederech Beshuvim Beis Lavan. And the 2 years that it took him to get back from Beis Lavan. Shana Vechetzi Besukas. A year and a half in Sukkos. Veshish Chadash Beis El. And 6 months in Beis El. And Vezeu Shamar Lavan. This is what he had told Lavan. Zeli Esrim Shana Beisecha. I have been in your house for 20 years. Lihem Alihem, meaning they're on me. Vesefi Lukas Kineged on it, and I'm going to end up getting punished corresponding to these 20 years that I've been by you. So Bat Chomesh Pasuk Lamed Hey. Vayikumu Kol Banav Vechol Benayis Vanachemai. And all of his sons and daughters got up to console him. Vayimayin Lisnachem, but he refused to be consoled. Vayomer, he said, Ki Eirad El Bni Avil Sha'ila. I'm going to go down to the grave mourning for my son. Vayevka Isay Aviv, and his father cried for him. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Hey. Vechol Benayis of all of his daughters. Where did he have daughters from? We never learned about daughters. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, he says, Achayus Ta'imis Nolduim Kol Shevet Veshevet Nusayim. That every single one of the Shvatim had a twin sister that he was born with, and then the Shvatim married them. Rabbi Nechemya Aimer, he says, Kananias Hey. These are actually Kananias. They weren't his daughters. Almal Vechol Benayis. So why is it that we call them his daughters? Kalaisav, they were actually his daughters-in-law. She'ain Adam Nimna Malikra Hilchasanai Benai. A person doesn't withhold from calling his son-in-law his son, and he calls his daughter-in-law his daughter. Why is it that he refused to be consoled? Ain Adam Makabel Tanchumen Alachai V'Savar Shemes. A person is not going to be able to be consoled over someone who's alive, but he thinks he's dead. Shalmes Nigzer Gzer Shishtakach Min Alev. Hashem made a Gzera that a person will forget about someone that died, V'loy Alachai, but not someone who's alive. He said, Ered Albani, Kamay Albani, about my son, V'harbe El Mishamshim L'shain Al, El Shol, V'al Beis Damim, El Yalkacharno Lakim, V'el Chamiya V'isha, Avel Sha'ayla Kipshuta, simply L'shain Keverhu. This is referring to going down to the grave. Be'evli Kaver, I'm going to be buried in my state of mourning, V'loy Esnachim Kol Yomai, and I'm never going to have any consolation. U'midrashi, the Medrash says, Gehenim, that he's talking about going to Gehenim. Simin Zeh Haya Masr B'yadi M'piagvura. This is a sim, this is a sign that was given to me from Hashem. Im Lo Yomas Echrim Banei B'chai. If one of my children does not die while I'm alive, Muftechani She'eni Rai Gehenim, so then I'm promised that I'm not going to go to Gehenim, but now that one of my children has died in my lifetime, I know that I'm going to Gehenim. Vayef Gaisai Aviv, and his father cried for him. What are we referring to his father cried for him? Yitzchak HaYibaychem B'nei Tzorasa She'akav. Yitzchak, the father of Yaakov, was crying because of Yaakov's tsar, Avaloy HaYimis Abel, but he wasn't mourning Shahay Yadei Shuchai because he knew that Yosef was alive. So back to Chomesh Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vamedonim Machur Oysel Mitzrayim, the Medonim sold him to Mitzrayim, the Paitifar Sris Parai, to Paitifar, the minister of Parai, Sarah Tabachim, the head of all the butchers. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, says, HaTabachim Shechte Behem Samelach, the one that slaughtered all the animals of the king. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.